Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 6, 7, and 8 say, "Be strong and of a good courage, fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee, he will not fail thee, nor forsake thee." Well, the last few days I've been sharing about some of my dear friends here at BIMI who've moved on ahead of us to heaven. Talked about Dr. Pat Creed and then Kay Jones and then her husband, Terry Jones. Let me tell you today a little bit about my good friend Tom Lancaster, fellow Marine, serving our U.S. military at home and abroad for over 30 years. And what I'm going to share with you now are words from his dear wife, Dottie, and she said, "Greetings in the precious name of Jesus. I write this, my first solo prayer letter, with mixed emotions. My heart is grieved that I have had to say goodbye for a little while to my precious sweetheart of 63 years. It's been the joy of my life to serve beside him for all those years, even to the very end. Even at his weakest, he was sharing the gospel with doctors and nurses and hospital attendants and anyone else within listening shot. My heart rejoices that now he's with our Savior, free from pain, enjoying the loveliness of heaven and the reunion of loved ones who have gone before. My heart is grateful to our supporting pastors and churches who have faithfully prayed for us, encouraged us, supported us financially all these years, especially our 20 years serving our U.S. military in Germany. I want you to know that I will continue to follow the Lord and continue to serve him however he sees fit. And my heart is burdened to pray more fervently for our military and our military missionaries. Military missions was our heart. My heart is encouraged that while I walk a new journey, I do not walk alone. My Savior has promised to walk with me, and he sends others who encourage me as well. My children are always there to love and encourage me. My church and pastor are great encouragers too." Well, those are wonderful words from Mrs. Dottie Lancaster. And again, my wife and I had the privilege of being in Fort Overthorpe, Georgia, at Moriah Baptist Church back on April the 9th for the celebration of life service for Tom Lancaster, as I already mentioned, my fellow Marine. And for many years, by the way, he grew up in a home. His mother and father were both drunkards and didn't grow up in the best kind of home. But isn't God good that Brother Lancaster heard the gospel and he got saved and God changed his life and used him in great and mighty ways. After the Marine Corps, he, of course, got married, and they served as pastor in Germany for many years and had a great mission church, Rhine River Baptist Church. And then from there, he came back to America and joined BIMI and helped in our military ministries, especially in Europe and Germany and that part of the world. What a life, what a blessing, what an encouragement. Just think about, as Miss Dottie said in her letter, 63 years of serving the Lord faithfully together, and their children are honoring the memory of mom and dad, and so are we here. We thank the Lord for faithful servants who've given their lives to share the gospel.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.